Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
I'd like to stretch your imagination for the next few minutes this morning and have you imagine yourself as an expert in the field of Shakespeare. And if that doesn't stretch your imagination, probably nothing will. You're a drama critic, and you've been invited to come to a theater where one of the masterpieces of Shakespeare will be performed. But you don't know which one it is. So you've sat down as a drama critic, awaiting curtain call, not knowing what you're going to see. Someone from the stage cast asks you to step back behind the scenes and visit with a few of the actors and actresses. So you think this is your moment to discover what the play will be. As you walk back behind the closed curtains up on the stage, you notice that there is a castle with ramparts that look out over a wooded countryside. Well, you know right away that you're not going to be seeing Othello, for that set is in Venice. You also know you won't be seeing Julius Caesar, because that begins in a street scene in Rome. And even though there is a castle scene in Macbeth, you know it doesn't begin that way, but with a group of witches around their cauldron, remember? And you discount that. You look around, you see a couple of soldiers that carry the banner of Denmark. That's a hint. You see an actor that's dressed like a king and an actress like a queen and another fellow that's going to play the part of a ghost. It's Hamlet. And as you visit with them, you sit back down out in the theater and you know something that nobody else around you knows, even though nobody's told you. You've picked up the hints from the theater in which you're sitting. The Christian today is like that drama critic. We're sitting in a theater of God's apocalyptic events. But there's not yet been curtain call announcing the coming of His Son. We're surrounded by people who stare with a blank look at us at the curtains, knowing nothing of what's coming. But we've been given some insight, some foreview, some preview of what's to come. We've learned some hints. We know that when curtain call occurs, there will not be an explosion called Armageddon. We know better than that. We also know that even though people around us expect a very quiet, placid, peaceful millennium to dawn, that that's not coming. We discover, rather, at curtain call, that apostasy is upon us, because that is the sign of our age. It's a subtle one, so subtle you'd miss it, even at curtain call. We tend to forget that Jesus said, many false prophets will arise and will mislead many. Or that Paul wrote in his last days on earth, in the latter times some will fall away from the faith. And the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but will turn away their ears from the truth and will be turned unto fables. But you be alert. You see, our times are not going to be marked by explosions, but rather by erosion.
The Bible gives us a preview of future events. It tells us that in the last days, people will fall away from the faith. They'll turn away from truth and listen to false prophets. We see that erosion taking place in our times. The Bible tells us to be alert. The day of Christ's return could be tomorrow. It could be today. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. That's LifeTrac. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, The Acts of the Apostates, was copyrighted in 1977. and this Life Track sound recording was copyrighted in 2014 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.